We are on Daf Kuf Lamet Tes Amid Beis Omri Lei Papunoi L'Rav Masne. The middle of the Amid, a little after the middle of the Amid, Omri Lei Papunoi L'Rav Masne. It seems these were people from Mokim Papunoi. They asked Rav Masne, Motza kan b'roishay shalodom mahu. We'll first learn the Gemara and then we'll try a little to explain the Gemara and the Shailas. What is if there was a kan tzipor b'roishay shalodom? We had klolim that there's a din that it has to be al ha'oretz. If there's a kan b'shamayim, there's no chiyah but kan tzipor. Has to be aloret. Then we have a ribui of derech to tell us derech yam. If it's on the yam, there is a chiyah of shiluach akein. So the yester shaila, if there was a kain, a kan tzipor al roishe shaloda, is that aloret? Motza kain b'roishe shaloda mal. Omar v'adoma al roishay. So let us see Rashi. V'adoma al roishay. It says a pasuk by Hushai Arki, when David the Melech ran away from Avshalom, so Hushai Arki came to David, and it says, v'adoma al roishay. So Rashi says, afa pi shahoya b'roishay, even though the earth was on his head, Loyovda Eshmo, it didn't lose its name Adoma. Now usually the shame Adoma, earth, means it's Mechuber Lekarka, that's called Boire Pri Adoma. I mean, the Adoma means the Adoma from the Eretz. Lechaire should have said Ofor Al Roisha. Why do you say Adoma Al Roisha? Shmamino. So from this we see Adam Gufei Adomahu. A person is also called Adoma. Midlay Avda Eshmod Lekarya Ofa. Since it wasn't called Ofa, it says Adoma Al Roisha, not Ofa Al Roisha. So we see because the person is also Adoma. So you have Ofa and Adoma, so it's also called Adoma. Vashtanami al ha'oretz karinebei. So memela, if you have a kan tzipor al roishay shalodom, so that's called al ha'oretz. Now, they asked us a second shayla. Moshe min ha'toyre minaye. Where do we see a remez about Moshe Rabbeinu? Bishagam hu boso. So Rashi says, Voidze sholu mimenu, minayim lemoishe remes koidim shebo shesoifei lovo. We have a remes in the Torah, a Moshe Rabbeinu, even before he was born, that he's going to come. Where do we have such a remes? So he answered, b'shagam hu, Bishagam b'gematria k'may Moshe. B'chsiv sham, and it says there, v'hoyu yomov meya v'esrim shona. V'kach hoyu yimei chaye Moshe. So b'shagam is gematria Moshe. And it says, v'hoyu yomov meya v'esrim. Kloima. So what is pshat in the remez? Osid lovoi. Moshe Osid Lovai Bishagam Moshe. That means there will be a Moshe Minanilodim Bishagam Hu Boso. That means now there's no Moshe Rabbeinu that's Boso. He wasn't born yet. But Bishagam Hu Boso, that means there will be Moshe Rabbeinu min hanoilodim, that means there will be a person that will be born, that's Moshe, And v'hoyu yomov meyevesrem, and he'll live 120 years, v'chein yomov, and that was take the years of Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll just finish this Gemara, then try a little to explain the Gemara. Then they asked the shayle, homon minatoyre minayin. So Rashi says, minayin lemaisei homon. How do we know? See, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi said, minayin remes koidem shebo shesoifoi lovoi, that the Moshe Rabbeinu will be born. Vishagam hu boso min hanilodim, he'll be born eventually. That is what it says in the pasuk. V'hoyuyomov, and it says how long he'll live. Minayin lemaisa homo, what's going to happen to homo? Where do we see in the Torah what's going to happen to homo? It says, Hamin ha'eitz. Hamin ha'eitz. So Rashi says, Hamin ha'eitz, yitola ala'eitz. That it says, Maisa homon, Hamin ha'eitz, that homon will be nitla al ha'eitz. That's a remez to Maisa homon, what's going to happen to him. Esther mina toire minayim. So Rashi says, Lemaisa Esther. Lemay v'anoichi haster aster. Lemaisa Esther. So Rashi says haster aster. Bimei Esther yiye hester ponim. That means haster aster. The aster is Esther, and bimei Esther there'll be what will be bimei Esther haster. There'll be a hester ponim. It says before, Matsu Tzoris Rabbis Verois. So that's my Hester, that be May Hester, there'll be a Hester upon him, and there'll be Tzoris Rabbis Verois. Mordechai Minatoyre Minayim. So Rashi says, what's the Minayim? Ligdulas Mordechai. Where do we see a remez in the Torah, Ligdulas Mordechai? Receive Mordechai. Metageminen Mira Dachye. So Mira Dachye is Oishi is Mordechai. So where do we see Gedulas Mordechai? Morderer. Vikorilei Roish Psomim. It says Kach Lecho Psomim Roish. Morderer. So Morderer is Psomim Roish. That's Roish Le Psomim. Le Tzadikim Ba'anshei Knesses Hagdoilo. So that means that Psomim Roish, he's the Roish to the Psomim. Who are the Psomim by Klal Yisrael? The Tzadikei Ador and the Anshei Knesses Agdoila, and he's the Roish of these Tzadikim. Now, let us try a little to go back to the beginning of the Gemara and try to understand the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Maral and the Chodosh says as follows. The Gemara Kler da Shaila, the Papanoi Kler da Shaila, Motza Kain Beroyshe Shel Odom Mal. They found a nest Beroyshe Shel Odom. The Shaila was, so what was its Dodiya Shaila? So the Maral says the Shaila was as follows. A person, Mitzad Echad is a Baal Adoma, he's an Odom. But the Roisha Odom, he has Seichel, the Seichel is already, he's Lamaila Min Adoma, Mitzad HaSeichel. So Memele, the Gemara Klada Shaila, we have guidelines by Shiluach HaKain, if the Kain is Al HaOretz, so Memele, so there's a mitzvah of Shiluach. If the Kain is not Bashamayim, it's not Al Ha'oretz, so there's no mitzvah of Shiluach. So Roish Ha'odom, what is that? Is that called Al Ha'oretz? Because the Odom is a Megushim Dike person, so that's called Al Ha'oretz. Or maybe since it's Al Roish Adam, I'm not speaking about Al Roish Adam. The Roish Adam is already the Seichel Adam. That's Lamaila Min Adama. Samael is not called Al Oretz. That was the Shail of the Gemara. So the Gemara brought a Raya. It says, Vadoma Al Roishai. Adoma Al Roishai, it says. That even Al Roishai, it's still Adoma. So what do we see from this pasuk? The loibotol mimenu shem adome. That means, with the seichel, still adome. Still adome. Agavuche, we could, it's kedai to mention, there's a mirror de gevot from the Ein Elio. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Yevomis, Atem kruyim odom, that, Nagoy is not called odom. Odom ki yomus boyel, Atem kruyim odom. So the Einol Yo asks a Muridike Kasha. In Medrash it says that Odom Arishin gave Shemis to all the Nevroim. So the Rabbi Nishlom asked Odom Arishin, Ma Shimcha, what's your name? So Odom Arishin said Odom, because he was Noitzo Min Adoma, that's why he's called Odom. Correct, the Einol Yo is of the Shem Odom, is derived because he comes from the Adama, so the Umas Elam also come from the Adama. So what should Atem Kriyim Odom and Umas Elam and Akol Odom? So he says, Fakert, and then he has another dig, Li Noe Likore Odom. So, I mean, by all the other Shemes, this is Asher, this is Ari, this is Zeus, he doesn't say Noe. Li Noe Likore Odom. So he says, because Batsim, a person has himself two trunis, mitzadechod, he comes min adoma, so he has in zich afriyis, arziyis, and then also he has seichel, and he's, so he says, li nor li koil odom, the maila of an odom is that even though he comes min adoma, but he could be misgaber over the arziyis and afriyis that he possesses. So Linor, so Fakert, it's a Shvach. Aval pi shani min adoma abo. Look what I can accomplish. Mashenkin agoy, it's not nor likore yodom. He has nothing to show for it. He's nothing to be happy with it. He comes min adoma and his actions are min adoma, so there's nothing but to, it's not nor likore yodom. Atem kruyim odom, Fakert, it's a title. Aval pi ke. Al koponim, that's the Gemara was machadish, that faker, a person is taka min adoma, that is taka his mahus, linor liko odom, is taka adoma, adoma al roishay guf, it's also adoma, it's also called adoma. That's the yesod, ki ilu the seichel is bottled to the guf, as I said to Maral. So now the Gemara asked, Moshe min ha-Torah minayin. Now how does this come in? So the Maral says, the kivin sha'odom eini nechshev sichli ba'atzmai. A person is not called a sichli, he's called adomo. The nechshev kilo ha-seichel botol eitzel ha-gut. That's the mahus of a person. Im kein minayim lo odom proti sheyesh loy remes betoyra hasichlis sheyesh lo odom proti koidem heyoysay remes betoyra. So that means like this. That means when a person is on this world, he's adoma. That's adoma al roishay. And everyone is adoma. That means, the shayla to be a kain al an Moshe Rabbeinu will also be the same thing. That's the din, that person is adoma. So the Gemara clear the shayla, but the Torah is kulay sichli. The Torah, so will the Torah mention a person kaidem heyusai? Will the Torah be meramez on a person? That was the shayla. Since in Yesod he's adoma. That means when he comes on this world, he's Adoma. Abel, kaidem yusay, will the Torah be meramesim? Because the Torah is kulei sichli, will the Torah mention a person koidem heyoisai? So the Gemara says yes. Before he see it, we see that and before he comes on this world, the Torah that's kulei sichli will mention b'shagam u'bosi. So one would think that this is only by a tzaddik. So the Torah says, how do you know by a roshe, by Homa? So he says, Haman was also, in the riches of Haman, in the koichai hara of Haman, it was bilti tivi vigashmi. That means the riches of Haman was not a normal riches. It was lemailo minateva. So it was a ruchniistike ra, it was kulei ra. V'nirmas b'teire koidem ayoyse nimtze b'metziyas agashmi, so the Torah spoke, because also in Ra he was like a chefza of Ra in Ruchnias. Then he says that since Haman is mentioned, so Motchen Esther also mentioned, because they're the hepech, they counteract the koyach of Haman, so if Haman is mentioned, the koyach to counteract Haman is also mentioned, which was Mordechai v'Esther. Now, he says, he's mavair a little the mechanics, how Mordechai and Esther were able to counteract the koyach of Haman. He says, Haman is nirmaz hamin ha'etz. Hamin ha'etz is going about the Eitz Hadas. He says, the achila of the Eitz Hadas brought misa lo'ilam, brought kiloyin lo'ilam. The Eitz Hadas was muchan le'misa miyoyim shaniv, rabi yemecholchem imenu toiv, mois tomos. That was the whole mahus of Haman. He was muchan la'abed v'la'roik miyoyim shaniv. That's why the remez of Haman, that his riches, lahashmid, larig, la'abid, it's by Hamin ha'etz, because the Eitz Hadas was also muchan mi trilas yitzirosai lemisa, he was also muchan lemisa. He says, what koyach did Mordechai and Esther have to counteract this koyach hara that Haman possessed? So he says, we find that Ktoiris is when there's a Makeife, when to hold back the Malach HaMoves, there's a Koyach of Ktoiris. That's what we see in the Bayaran. So he says, that was the Koyach of Mordechai Moridichi, that he was Bekoyach to counteract the Koyach of Misa that, and Ibud that Haman possessed. And he says the koyach of Esther was the koyach of Tznius. Her name is Moira and Tznius. In Bizman Hester upon him, we need this koyach of Tznius to be matzel when there is a Hester upon him. A Tznua could be master then. And he says we see Ktoires is also the Hester. Very interesting. He says they were maktek toires in the Kodesh Kadosh and no one was there. That when the Kohen was maktek in the Hechel, everyone was poirish min Hechel. The toires was a dover that was done by Hester. And these koiches were used in a matzah from Hester upon. That's how he says, bederech klal, the hemshech of the Gemara. I'd like to mention a few more nekudis in the Agadot of this Gemara. He says, the Teres Chaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, Koyda Moshe b'meye b'esrim shoni anoichi hayoyim, le'ucha lo'id lotzeis v'lovi v'ashem om areiloi le'saveres hayardin hazeh. It's very modern. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, And may have asked him, Shalom, 120 years. I mean, what did he want to tell them? How old he is? I mean, I was looking at how to eat. I'm okay. What? I'm 120 today. I mean, what's... So the Teres Chaim says, he told them, he gia kitzai lomos. He says, kusim shegamu boso. And then it says, so forget, it says already betchilas when the Torah was maramis and the bia of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he's going to live 120 years. So he told them, it's my the kates came already. I can't. That's a book kates yom. Then he says, Vashem Omar Eli loisaver es hayarden hazeh. When he's a Shema Ma'ilai Sabbath, if it's Kate Yomov. So he says, by me it's a Meredik Echidish what the Teres Chaim says. So he says, it's Kate Shnoisov. He's 120. But even though it's Kate Shnoisov, he could live another few days, another few months. It's Kate Shnoisov. So maybe it was a Chidish because the Gemara Shoshana says, Yemechad B'Shana Choshim Shona, Chidish B'Shana Choshim Shona, I don't know how he could live a few months. But Al Kaponim, Azay Zokta. So he said, so this, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu Ribi Mavar, Erzach Tzu. My years are ended already. But L'chayre, theoretically, I could take you over the Yarden. Days and months was no stira to the Keit Yomer, the Keit Shonim. So he said, that's how the Teres Chaim says Pshat. The Marsha says that what the Gemara wants to say, Moshe min ha-Torah minayim, Haman min ha-Torah minayim, Esther min ha-Torah minayim. So the Marsha wants to say, we find that all these people had different names. Avigdor, Tuvia, Haman, Memuchen, Esther, Hadassah, Mordechai, Psachye, they all had different names. Zukta Marshon, between you and me, the name Moshe that Paspari gave him was a Mitzridike name. The names what it says, Mordechai, Esther, and Haman, were Shemus Parsiim. And they had other names. They had other names, Psachye. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, but this is their Torah, the names. Even though perhaps it had originated through a Bas, through a Mitzris and through Parsim, but that was their name. That's Moshe min ha-Torah minayim, Homa min ha-Torah minayim, Esther Mordechai min ha-Torah minayim. That's what the Marsha says. The Ben Yoda says, and Haman min ha-Torah minayim. He wants to say, L'chayre, perhaps others, Klayus or Zichre, B'shaitai, had gewaldic tainus on Mordechai. Mordechai, Mamish, had such gechepet with Haman. I mean, Mamish. And, he didn't avoid him, and he showed Bedavke that, he's not Mechabedin. That Mongerates, so perhaps one will think, what right? I mean, he put Klaius on Sakona with his, I mean, Klaius had murdered Ketainis Amotra. So he says, so that's why Homo min ha-Torah minayim. So he says, he brings a maise, there's a bakanta maise with the Ramban. There's a maise with the Ramban. The Ramban had a Talmud Avner. And this Avner, Achman and Islam, went off the Derech. He went completely off. He made a goiten, a machal of Shabbos, he ate Yom Kippur, he ate machal of Sasuris. And one day on Yom Kippur, he became very powerful in the government. One day on Yom Kippur, he sent a shliach to the Ramban. The Ramban should come to him into his office on Yom Kippur. And the Ramban came, and he went, and he shechted a chazar, and cooked it, and those, and he ate it, and he went to the, he asked him, how many krisis was I over now? And Because the Ramban asked him, what turned you off? I mean, what made you... So he said, you turned me off. He said, how did I turn you off? So he said, you once told us that in Parshas Hazinu is Merumiz, every person, what's going to happen with him? That's what you told us. No, how could it be such a small parsha should be Merumiz, every person, and what's going to happen with him? Sakochach! So I saw from that what you're telling us is not a Yisgalten, a Mela. So the man said, no, it's true. So he says, if it's true, so where am I, Merumiz and Parshas Hazinu? So the Ramban was Mespalo, that Rabbi Nisham should show him where his Merumiz. So he said, the Posek, Amarti, Af'ehem, Ashbisa, Me'enoish, Zichom. Af'ehem, Ashbisa, Me'enoish, Zichom, the third letter of Af'ehem is an Aleph, the third letter of Ashbisa is a Bey, the third letter of Me'enoish is a Nun, and Zichom, the third letter is a Reish, Avner. And there it says what Yosef is going to be. Ashbisa me'enay zichom, af'ayim, ashbisa me'enay zichom. And he went out in the ship and so zukte ben yoyoda that Mordechai knew where Haman is Merum is. Amin ha'eitz. Where Rashi says that safe kasayif, he's going to be nitla la'eitz. Some mele, there's nothing what to worry about him. So that's why Mordechai was misgare Bahamon, because he knew that that's going to be his self aminate. He wants to say that what the Gemara says, that Esther minatere minayim, and Mordechai minatere minayim. So he says, there was a taina on him also, or we shouldn't have a taina on Mordechai, he should have been master Esther a little better. That means they found us, Amela, and then everything happened. But if you'd have been master Esther in Gansen, they wouldn't have found him, the whole thing would not have come out. I mean, they found her because he didn't do such a good job of Hastorah. So there was a tluna on Mordechai. So he said, no, Esther min ha-Torah minayim. It says, in the zman of Hester upon him, there'll be an Esther. So vayst ois, she will be needed in the zman of Hester upon him. That's why he wasn't master her so much. It seems that she'll be needed in this man. That we say, Mordechai min ha-Torah minayim. So he says, we see Mordechai was a descendant of Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul was bereach min ha-Sroret. Mordechai wasn't berech min asror. Before the Mice of Haman, he was a sar by Achashverosh. Afterwards, he became a sar. Why wasn't he berech min asror? So he said also because it says psalmim roish moridichi that he's going to be a roish. So it says this over there. So he had already his guidelines. One more thing. That's my one third from the Rashiva Rem Yankiv Zachayna Levroche. He wanted to say Pshat and Homa Minatera Minayim. From this Pasik, the Rabbi Shalom told all the Marishin and Minayitz Asher Tzivisicha Lebilti Achol Mimeno Acholta. So he wanted to say Pshat, the Rabbi Shalom came with a taina to all the Marishin. He said, I told you, I gave you a heter. Mikoil eitz hagan ochel seichel. I told you can eat from all the eitzim. There was one eitz you weren't allowed. You had a whole Gan Eden, and you were allowed to eat everything besides one eitz. And I mean, the eitz shall be seichel levil. That eitz you had to eat from. I mean, the eitz shall be seichel levil tiachol mimenu acholto. There was a bezundere taina and Adam Arish. You have everything. No. That eitz you had to eat from. So he said, that's what we see, the mahus von Haman. That Haman said, he had kvoid oshroi, roi bonov, gidlei ha-melech, shenesoy al-asorim, Esther invited him, v'chol zeini shekoli. It's gone nish. He needed the shtachavoye von Mordechai. Where do we see such a bechine? You can have everything, but you don't have anything. This is missing. That's what you're missing. That's mina itzar shel, and that's homa mina teira minai. Zokte gemore weiter, beizer sheine mezumen, Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon, we heard that, we heard in the Mishnah, Yoine Hardesiois Potom Mishiluach, because these Yoinem, Shedarkam Ligodom Bnei Odom, so that's Potom from Shiluach, because they were Gadolim Bnei Odom. Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon, Chad Toni Hardesiois, Vechatoni Hardesiois. Mandatoni Hardesiois of Shem Huldas. It seems Huldas was Megadol Dijonim. Mandatoni Hardesiois of Shem Mekoimo. That they came from the smoking. But there was, Huldas was Mechadish, he trained Dijonim, some that they were used for his malchus, he used them, so that's why the one malchus is they call Hardesiois al Shem Hudas. Omar Rav Kahane Lididi Chosion, I saw descendants of these Yoinim of Hudas. I mean, even though Rav Kahane was much later, but there was, it seems that the descendants of these Yoinim were still in existence. The Kaimen, and he says how many Yoinim he saw that were descendants of these Yoinim. That means they still had a multitude of Yoinim. The Kaimon Shitzer Dori Bepasi Milo. There were 16 rows of Yoinim, and each row was the Reichav of a mil. So that means there was a multitude of Yoinim. There were 16 rows. Bavekore Kiri Kiri. And they were calling out Kiri Kiri. Kiri is a Loshan Odaim. So it seems, we'll see, they were trained. They were the Yoinim of Malchus of Hudis. So they called out Kiri Kiri. They called out, Malchus, Kiri Zalosh and Melech. Like they all were subordinate to Hudis. Have a chad minayu doloi have a kori kiri kiri. There was one yayne that didn't say kiri kiri. Omra lo chavoto. So the chavoto said, sume, you're a shayte. Imri kiri kiri. I mean, as of so, we're yaynim of the king, so we have to scream out, Odein, Odein, that means, Omra, Sumas, he said, you call me a shaita, you're a shaita. Imri, Kiri, Biri. Kiri, it's an Adnus of Abdus. He's not a Melech. Hudas was an Eved, that was, so, you should call him Kiri, Biri. And it seems this conversation was overheard. So that was like a merida b'malchus, asyua v'shachtua. So they shechted this yoin. Omar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, Omali Rav Chanine, Milin. This whole thing is namus epsa, boba meiser, meine epsa meiser, that there was a conversation between the yoinim. And then one decided said you should say Biri and not Kiri, and there was Geshocht, and this whole thing is a Baba Maise. Like the Gemara, Milin, Salked, Aitach, Rav Kahana said over this Maise, it can't be, it's not a Baba Maise. Ale'ema b'milin. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, Toni Hadrisiyais, Chatoni Hadrisiyais, V'chatoni Hardesiyais. Hudas hischil is aseg begidulon. That means Hudas was one of those machadish, the gidul of these yoinim. Lididi chazin li, hanoch shenisharu mibnei b'neiim shal yoini Hudas, he saw the descendants. וקיימה שיט סורי דורי, תזיין שוריס, בפסי מילה, כל שורה אורכו ברוחב מיל, each shura was a mil wide. ואמורן קירי קירי, אדויני אדויני. קירי הוא לושן עודן, בירי הוא עבד, כדאומה בערבן, כבי בני גולר, the Gemara says in Erevin, the בני גולר שם מדגדקים בלשוינו. That the בני גולר, they're very careless in what they say, and they can say things which are not the proper things to say. So the Gemara relates Amais, Ahi itse da soy lekame de daino, she came to the dain. The boy le meima, she wanted to say, mori kiri, that means my odoin. Tavla havasli, I possessed a tablet, beganvua mimeni, and it was stolen from me. That's what she had wanted to say properly. But Omra, and she said, Mori Biri, she didn't call him Adoini, she called him an Eved, Tafla Havasli, I possessed a koira, a boat, a cloth, the Gonvucha Min, and you were stolen from me. So in other words, if you take her, read what she said, she said, you are a cloth, you belong to me, and you were stolen from me. Al Kaponim, that was... Sume shaita b'loi roi, she don't see properly. E mekiri, kamei shonu aimrim. Omro lo I lechavoto, sume ve'e mekiri biri. Lo oisoi sha'at kairi odoin, you call him an odoin. Evetu, oshoho yuhu evet, he originally was an evet. Vasyu avodim shnisharo meyavde yehudis v'shochatu. Omali, Amali Rabchanines, Amarabash, Amali Rabchanine Milin, Dibre Ruach, and the whole thing is a Boba Maisa. Shalai Dibre Mailam, the Joinim don't speak, you don't go by conversation. Like the Gemara Milin, Salke Daitoch, Omar Rav Kahana, the Didi Chosili, Bare Rav Kahana, Meyedaladova, we love the Kushtahu, they have Omar. If it wouldn't be true, he wouldn't have said over such a thing. Ela b'milim ayidei kshofim b'lemodois l'daba oisan oifeis. To a koyach hakishim, they were able to teach them how to speak. In the mele, they were able to understand them also. On the side, they bring down from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Gemara in the fourth perek in Gittin brings down that others were bekiyim b'sichas oifeis. So Napsha B'milim, they were able to understand them. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Oif Tomei Potom Alishaleach. That if the aim, Arivetzis Alabonim, is an Oif Tomei, it's Potom Alishaleach. Menani Mili. Omar Rav Yitzchak d'Omar Kro ki yikore kan tzipa lefonecho oif mashmalon bein toir bein tome. The word oif can be used siphon oif tome, siphon oif toir. Tzipa toir ashkechen de ikri. At tzipa toir we find tzipa tome le ashkechen de ikri tzipa. So if the toir is said, it didn't say oif, it said tzipa, so it means it has to be a Torah. Frag the Gemara Toshma, Tavnis kol tziper konov. That a person is not like to make a Tavnis. Now that zicha, that the Isser Tavnis is zicha by an oif tome also. My love, tziper bein toir bein tome. That's the Isser to make a tziper. Konov chagovim. So there's an Isser to make an ur mini tziperim. And there's an to make a tavnis, and there's iser to make an chagovim. Shmuel says loy tzipor toher. Konov is tomei v'chagovim. Konov is tomei v'chagovim. That means an oif tomei and chagov. Toshma hachayo v'chol behemo Remes v'tzipa kodav. Now, in the Hillel of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that's Icha, the Oifes Tmeyes, also a Mahal of the Rabbeinu Shloilem. It says v'tzipa kodav. My love, tzipa bein toir bein tomei, v'konav chagovim. So Moses says, loy, tzipa toir, konav, tomei v'chagovim. Kovnev is marbe, oif tomei and chagovim. Toshma, kol tzipa, kol konav. My love, kidemakshino, that tzipa means toir and tomei, loy kidemishaninon, as konav means tomei and chagov. Toshma, ba'ata ben odom, amur litzipa kol konav, my love kidakshinen, loy kidishaninon. Let us see Rashi so far, oif mashme ben tomei. Yavik siv oif havamashme bein tomei bein toir, kedach siv kol oif toir teichailuch. Uch siv kol sheretz oif tomei ulachem. So you see there's an oif tomei also. Uch siv tshak tzumin oif. Toshma dehizer akosu shalasis avoyde zore dmus tzipa bakolchoch atmeyim nami maza. Umeheichem mishtame mine. Where do we see that there's an isra an atomei? Lav mitzipa mishtami, bein tmeyim, bein toirem, v'konof, lasuye chagovim. Mo says, loy, tzipa, toirem mishtami minei. Tzipa means a toir, v'konof, lasuye tmeyim v'chagovim. Toshma, hachayo, v'chol be'eimo, yahalo es Hashem, and then it, v'alkoho tziporim tmeyim nami mishapchi kamei. Heichi at Kerino Dovid, Lav Mitzipur, V'konach Lasuyi Chagom, so the Gemara says, no. Let us just see Taisus before we go further. Toshma, Tavnis Kol Tzipur Konov. Bim Toima Boksiv Eich Toimru Lenavshi Nudi Halchem Tzipur. Everyone runs away. So he says, no, yesh loime, the pshita, the David loif toicha, yividama, atzme. V'chein, ketzipa nimleto, mipach yoyshim, speaking about tzipa toires, ketzipa rim ofois, vim toima, voksiv, gam tzipa, moza bayis, bayri nami betome, to otu, toir moza, tome, loy moza, Tzipa Motza is al kolchok, so it's speaking about a tomei also. So this is miu efshe the mairi betoir, kinemuchach seife the kodach siv, udroir kan lo, betzipa udroir hu toir, kinemuchach beilu treifes. Vohodach siv, asher shom tziporim yekanedu, chasidim beroishim beiso, Efshe de mechlal chasidim kol atmeim v'tziporim aine toire. Tziporim is toire.
Zogt de Gemara weiter. Uba'an poyi
says over here there was a cholom of Nebuchadnezzar. He dreamt it was in the middle of the earth. There was a big tree that grew up. Uban poyin on its branches, yiduron, tziparei shemaya, and all the tziparim rested on its branches. And this is speaking about this is a picture of the world and all the nivroim, so it's, zicha was nichlal, it's oifes tmeyim also. So the Gemara says, Tziporei Shemaya Ikri, Tziporei Stomer Lo Ikri. Tziporei Shemaya. What does Rashi say? Ban Poyi Yiduron Tziporei Shemaya Och Leksiv Konov. Akoch Oifes Tmeim Nami Miskapzim Bilonis Umishtami Kulo Mitzipor. Toshma. So the Gemara says, it says Kol Tzipor Tohiro Techeilu. Mechlal de ikot meyam. That means you should eat a tzipa tohira,
you shouldn't end and then allow both they should need that simple to me. Now that's bitter already, so why is this such a Mechlal Dika Tmeya. Zmo says, Loi, Mechlal Dika Asure. Tahira means, Hatzipur, you should eat that Tzipur that's Mutter, you should not eat that Tzipur that is Osa. Mahi, so what Osa Dika Tzipur are we talking about? It Reifem, Behed Yaksiv. It says you know, to eat a Tzipur Treife. Bi Bishchuta de Metzaira, if it means that the shtei tziporim chayis that a metzora takes, so one is this mishalachas, and there's the shchuta. The shchuta you're not allowed to eat. Even the shchuta, the metzora miseifa de kronavke, it says, v'zeh asher lo toichlu, v'zeh asher lo toichlu mehem. This is right afterwards. It says, and that's going, l'rabbi shchuta, shchutas metzora. So I have here a lav, that's telling us now to eat the shchutas metzora. I have a lav, you're not allowed to eat a treifa, a knife that's treifa. So what is this coming to tell us? You should eat a mutadike, not an osadike. Which osadike is it coming to tell us you're not allowed to eat? So the Gemara says, la'olam b'shchuta de metzora. It's coming to tell us that kol tzipur, it's coming kol tzipur tahira, every mutatik and tzipur you should eat, lafuki the mishalachas. It says, v'zesha toichlu mehem, it says that from the tahirim you're not allowed to eat, that's going on the mishalachas. V'lava olav ba'asei uveloi sasei. So the first pasuk is coming to tell us, Alava bo mechlala say, that, you should eat a muta de ketzipa and not an osa de ketzipa, which means the mishalachas. And then it tells us that, then it says, that's an alava bo mechlala say, and then it says, alav is a ashaloi toich lumeh. So lemaise, the Gemara is ending up by saying that it's coming to bring an iser asay on a mishalachas. The Gemara, if you're telling me it's not being mechadish a new issa and a new tzipur that's also, it's coming to tell us one that he knows it's also, but it's telling you not only you have a lav, you even say also. V'luk me betreife v'lava over basay v'loy sase. So say it's being about a treife. The Gemara says dova lomid minyonoi minyonid deshru teksiv. Let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Midkom atzipa tohira mechlal dike tmeya. Di ein tmeyim mechlal tzipa lichtev kro kol tzipa teichel. What's a tzipa tohira? Why is this meyim? Mishani haitoy lav lemutei tmeya osa lemutei asure umina tohirem. Period. I treifa vebehediksiv nebele treifa lo yochel otamavo boif toim otukim krobet eroskoinim shimetambe bebeis abliyam. So the Gemara says I shchuta de metzoira b'shochad es atzipur ha'achas v'kaim lom b'avoy dezo b'gdushin d'asurim b'anom. So it says already that the shchuta is also v'zeh shalei toichlu mehem yiseiru hu mehem mina tahirim. From the tahirim, there's one that's also the tahirim delal minaykoi. The rabbi shchuta de metzore. That's coming to tell us that the shchuta de metzore is also. Ama mishalachas muteres. The mishalachas is muter. The amr tahirim shalchen or kadei shikosh lebo achini. She tzon voichon nois mneyodim elabadim muter. So the mishalachas is muter. The shchuta is also. I say, so Moses says, it's a lava, bo mechlala, say, toiro, teichelo, v'lo yasure, k'goin shchute de metzoire, v'lava, bo mechlala, say, I say. V'eimo l'rabo istreifo, k'loima, amai necheloch l'ukmei asei b'shchute de metzoire, t'vei mitreife. He says, I know it's also side by side, so why mehechi teisei is going on a shchute de metzoire?
aber lo me minyone, ze echad me yugim al midis, mikro shekosov stam. Neino ne yoyne be me medaba, aber lo imdoi me inyone. Vo ho binyone de shchute ksiv. It says, tohira toichelu. It says, kol tzipa tohira toichelu. Now what kind of a tzipa are we speaking about? Vabadei leochle ala shchute. So the techelu zich is speaking about ashchute. Baloksiv v'zeh asher lo yisei chelu min ashchute. Fakert, this is the sibas ha'isa. The loita, that what is techelu is only when it's shchuta. And v'zeh asher lo yisei chelu, but there's sometimes that ashchute asos. Ashchute asos by shchute de mitzayim.